Wednesday, 2:10 p.m. in study hall. My first four classes seemed to drag on forever. It didn't help that Tiffany was whispering about me and shooting me dirty looks. It was like she hated me worse than knockoff designer purses. Finally, it was lunchtime. I grabbed a steak burger with waffle fries for lunch and yummy frozen yogurt with fresh strawberries for dessert. Most of the kids in the cafeteria were sitting with their friends. But since I didn't have any, I found an empty table in the very back near the garbage can so I wouldn't bother anyone. Then the strangest thing happened.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for helping me out this morning. Do you mind if my friends and I join you?
Actually, that would be cool.
I'm Patrick, and this is Lee, Drake, and Mario, he said as they all took a seat.
Hi, guys, I smiled. So how do you know my name?
Everyone knows your name, Lee answered. We've been hearing stuff about you for the past month. I guess you're famous at NHH.
I took a bite of my hamburger and shrugged. I almost hate to ask, but famous for what? They looked at each other and then back at me.
Well, for your, reputation, Drake replied.
That sounds more like infamous to me. If it's any of the rumors I heard this morning, none of them are true, I grumbled.
They're not?
The guys exclaimed, obviously disappointed.
Actually, we were hoping they were, said Lee. Tiffany is on a power trip, and she runs a school like a prison warden. But we've heard she's really intimidated by you. We should form an alliance, Mario said.
An alliance? What kind of alliance? I asked.
Well, if you can help us, maybe we can help you, Drake answered.
Help you with what? I asked, a bit suspicious.
We're members of the science club, but to keep our funding, we have to maintain a membership of at least 6 students in addition to our 4-member executive board. Since we have less than that, we'll be losing our funding on Monday and won't be a club anymore, Patrick explained. And now Tiffany has convinced our student council president to replace us with her new selfie photography club. She said it would better serve the school since 12 people have already signed up.
Well, have you ever tried a membership drive? I asked.
Yes, we had one in April. It was very successful and actually doubled our membership, Lee said.
That's great news. So how many members do you have now? I asked.
We went from 2 to 4 members, but we still need 6 more. We put a sign-up sheet in the boys' locker room, Drake bragged. Do you have any idea how many guys pass through there? Like hundreds.
Come on, what about girls? I shrieked. No wonder no girls signed up.
Guess we messed up really bad. So will you help us? Patrick pleaded.
Please, the 4 of them begged. I'm really sorry, guys, but I don't think there's really anything I can do. Have you thought about joining the selfie club? It might be fun, I shrugged.
Why don't we consider taking more, drastic measures? Patrick suggested.
What do you mean by drastic? I said. The only drastic measure I wanted to take was to stage an intervention for Tiffany to cure her annoying selfie addiction.
Stand back! I need to surgically remove her cell phone from her hand!
Tiffany gets medical treatment for her selfie addiction.
Drastic like...
I don't know, Drake said.
Maybe you could steal her diary and blackmail her into dumping the selfie club? You could slam her in the face with a dodgeball so hard she gets amnesia and forgets all about her new club?
Lee suggested.
You could put a bug in her hair and post it on YouTube so she'll transfer to a new school out of sheer humiliation, Mario suggested.
I was getting sick and tired of people repeating all those rumors.
I know. I yelled sarcastically. Why don't I just push Tiffany off a ski slope so she'll break her nose and never want to take another selfie again? The guys started cheering and high-fiving each other. Perfect! Patrick shouted. Brilliant! Lee roared. Awesome! Drake cheered. Excellent! Mario yelled. Sorry, dudes. I was kidding. That was just sarcasm, I grumbled. Well, can you at least come to our meeting after school on Friday? Patrick pleaded. I don't think so. But what usually happens at these meetings? I asked, out of curiosity. Well, we start by suggesting a daily activity. Then we vote yes or no and drop them in the ballot box. Then we open it and count the votes, Mario explained. So, your club does cool stuff like conduct experiments, visit technology museums, and enter science fairs, right? I asked. No, we usually just do reenactments of our favorite lightsaber fight scenes from the Star Wars movies. It's really fun and exciting, Lee exclaimed. So that explained why Patrick was carrying that small box and lightsaber this morning. I don't know, guys, I sighed. Just let me think about it, okay? Maybe we can meet here tomorrow during lunch to discuss it some more? So that was our plan. The guys thanked me and headed off to class feeling hopeful. But deep down, I already knew there wasn't much I could do to help them save their science club.